As the economy has started to bounce back, so have more cars and trucks on the southern end of the main turnpike, on I-95 through Bangor, and perhaps most significantly on Interstate 295 in Portland. That's where traffic planner Paul Niehoff has seen it.
Well, I've noticed a lot more traffic on 295, and it's certainly noticeable when there have been crashes on 295 like a couple weeks ago.
Niehoff works for the Portland Area Comprehensive Transportation System, or PACTS, as it's known. Another planner with PACTS, Carl Epic, says another factor is also at work.
I think there's just been a degradation in, or maybe an additional comfort level in driving without necessarily paying attention to the road. And I don't know why that is, but I know that devices have a big part of it.
But underlying those problems is the simple rebound in traffic volume. You can see it in year-to-year figures the State Transportation Department has gathered along Interstates 295 and 95. On 295 in Freeport, traffic was up 4% in June, 2% in July over the same months the year before. In Sydney, north of Augusta, June was up 5%, July 2% over the year before. In Medway, June traffic rose 3% over the year before. And the trends are the same for the main turnpike, where traffic counts are also up slightly. And the figures show local use of the turnpike is also on the rise. Some of the biggest increases are in Greater Portland, and that bolsters Turnpike Executive Director Peter Mills' belief that increasing traffic on 295 is pushing more drivers to use the toll road.
People have discovered that it's in some cases, by far the most convenient way to get to the airport or to get to avoid traffic on Main Mall Road or on Congress Street, and so they get on the pike.
But the turnpike for now can handle that traffic. What continues to be slow is a summer weekend trip to Maine and especially the return trip.
Where people need to get home to Massachusetts on a Sunday afternoon on a beautiful weekend. And that's where we see tremendous congestion. And it's not caused by the turnpike. It's caused by the fact that the bridge going over the river to New Hampshire is constraining, and so is the New Hampshire highway system.
The traditional answer to congested highways is a widened highway. But widening highways is expensive, and right now there are no plans for the kind of project last undertaken by the Turnpike Authority on the section south of Scarborough. Instead, highway planners like Carl Epic are studying what in a highway's design either contributes to crashes, which create traffic jams, or that force drivers to slow down.
295 through the city doesn't need to be widened, I don't think, for capacity issues, you know, ambient every day. It's more of something needs to be done to address the conflicts and the weaving points, and there are so many, and if people are going too fast.
One such project will be done next summer when the Forest Avenue interchange in Portland is rebuilt. One goal is to end the confusing and dangerous conflict between drivers trying to exit and enter the highway in a space of barely 500 feet. In Bangor, work is underway to unknot the crossing exit and entrance ramps to I-95 between Union and Ohio streets. In Falmouth and Yarmouth, new, longer acceleration lanes are meant to smooth out the merging of traffic, a way to lessen crashes as well as congestion. Ed Hanscom of the State Department of Transportation.
Now, we hope to do some more of those types of projects where you're extending acceleration and deceleration lanes, especially at some of the busiest ramps.
As for the turnpike, Director Peter Mills says one project that has been talked about is taking the existing Piscataqua River Bridge and reconfiguring it to either carry four narrower lanes in each direction or create a reversible middle lane that could be adjusted to carry an extra lane of northbound traffic on summer Fridays and an extra lane southbound on summer Sundays. Oh, and Mills says Miles the Moose will be back out at the York tolls this weekend, handing out something to drivers, in part, Mills says, to thank them for putting up with the slow ride home. For MPBN News, I'm Erwin Gratz.